A pastor friend of mine has made it a personal policy that whenever a street beggar asks him for money, he gives them whatever he has in his pocket. He says sometimes it's painful when he pulls out a couple of $20 bills, but he gives it away anyway, asking no questions on how it will be used. Now, I'm not that generous. You might then say I'm not that compassionate. I want to be a good steward of my hard-earned money. So when someone approaches me, I ask them questions. What do you want the money for? If you need a meal, I'll take you over to that McDonald's there. When this has happened, nobody has taken me up on my offer. So when King County dug into its pocket and pulled out $2 million last week to help house dozens of asylum seekers and refugees in Tukwila, I took pause. It's the latest installment in the saga of the Riverton United Methodist Church that opened its grounds last year to asylum seekers from Venezuela. At first, the church didn't reject anybody, but word got out and others started camping on the grounds. It got overwhelming. Supporters begged elected officials for help to solve a problem of their making. The city of Seattle stepped in with hundreds of thousands of dollars for hotel rooms. Now the county is handing out $2 million more. Now, I'm not a heartless person, and people truly seeking a better life need help. But I expect elected officials to be good stewards of our hard-earned tax dollars and ask questions before digging deep into our collective pocket and hand out millions. Maybe they're just being compassionate, just like my pastor friend. But when it comes to our money, elected officials' compassion needs to be held accountable on how that money is being used and being used wisely. Their track record is not that great.